I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk a little National Football League with Jared Cook, tight end for the Oakland Raiders. Let's make it the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jared, Matt Stark in Memphis. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing all right. Hey, let's start with the obvious. So I'm doing a little research last night as I'm getting ready for this. You wear number 87 with Oakland. This is a fact. You wore number 89 with the Tennessee Titans. Your Twitter handle still reads at JaredCook89. You've been, like, too busy for the last 3 years to update that number? What's happening?
I'm getting back around to it, so I can handle that for you real quick.
All right. I don't want you to lose your check, because I think when you change the name, you lose the check. So maybe just get somebody in Oakland to take care of that for you. All right. So I know this. You're busy because you're a man of fashion. You've got a fashion brand, Nifty Genius, which when I looked it up, this is what it said. An Nifty online Genius. Store dedicated to the curation of a complete lifestyle. What does that mean? I mean, the clothes look fantastic. Where'd you come up with that slogan? It's terrific.
Man, just been working on it through college and up till now. And just wanted to have something that just understood the man that was, numero uno, the big guy, you know, the guy that just always attacks life full on. So I came up with Nifty Genius. But it's been an awesome ride. It's comfortable. It's made for travel. It's made for men. So it's a pretty awesome line.
Where'd your interest in fashion come from? Like, we know that you're good at football. When did you decide, hey, I'm good at this fashion thing too? This might be something kind of cool that I want to do in addition to, you know, my day job.
Man, I went to school for a retail business, and I always had trouble finding clothes my size. And my teacher told me that I should start a line, so I did it. And that's what the line is made for. It's made for bigger guys, bigger sizes. We've run all the way from a small to a double XL. So it just became something I became interested in through college and up till now.
Talking with Jared Cook, tight end for the Oakland Raiders. He runs niftygenius.com. Check it out. Got a lot of T-shirts and nice. How important is it to you to look sharp when you're showing up at the stadium? I know you flip around the NBA, man. They're all about it when they're walking through the tunnels. Russell Westbrook, the stuff that he gets away with. How important is it to you to look good when you're rolling up on Sundays?
Man, that's numero uno, man. You know, you look good, you play good.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts. You wake up in the morning, you put on some nice Nifty jeans, you head down to the stadium. Looking right, and you go out there and ball out. So that's what we're try and encourage, no matter where you are, whether you're walking out on the football field, a basketball court, or walking into a business meeting or just walking around town, we always going to have you looking right.
Let's talk some Oakland Raiders football now. You've got a new head coach in John Gruden, known to people everywhere as Chucky. What were your perceptions of him prior to his taking the job, and have they changed since he's arrived?
My perception of him was just, always been a fan. Always been a fan of the grind that he puts in and the work that he puts in, not only as a coach but as an analyst. And when we hired him as a coach, my perception just of him just when he was hired, just where he's taking us as a football team in the short months that we've been there and the short time that we've been together as a team. It's pretty quick, and he's doing a great job just bringing energy, bringing a new vibe to the team, and just attacking life full on and attacking things 100 miles an hour out there on the football field.
How's he been received in the clubhouse? And I think I know what the obvious answer is. You know, we all love him, but he was out of the game for a long time, but everybody knows how much football this guy knows and the knowledge that he brings. He's a Super Bowl champion. What was that like? What have practices been like? I guess the OTA is not quite full-blown practices yet, but what's it been like with him?
They've been pretty intense. Up speed, fast tempo, fast learning, quick and knowledgeable system. So you just have to stay locked in with him because he goes 100 miles an hour. But the great thing about it is you're learning a great system and you're learning a system that great men and smart men are putting in. So it's a system that's got an old school with a new school twist. So we're excited to learn it. Everybody's receiving him well in the building. Everybody's excited to have him back.
So everybody knew a lot about him, obviously, as a TV personality. I got to ask, who's got the best Gruden impersonation on the team? Do you have one, first of all? I'll start there.
Nah, I don't have a good impersonation of him. He probably impersonates me more than I impersonate him.
Anybody in the clubhouse, though? It's not like it's that difficult, right? He's got the, come on, man, this guy here, Jared, he, you know, what it says, his Spider X Banana, whatever that is, his favorite play. Someone's got to have a good one.
Dude, a lot of the coaches have great impersonations of him.
There you go.
Maybe they do the best ones because they're around him the most.
I can understand. All right, so last year, your first year with the Raiders, the team went 12-4 2 years ago, dropped to 6-10 last year, but they're back as co-favorites to win the West. Sports Illustrated did an early preview of the Raiders and wrote this. It's been 6 or 10 years since we last saw John Gruden's got a quarterback, a backfield, an O-line, but there are questions everywhere else. Now, obviously, they overlooked you in the tight end position, but would you say as a whole that's a fair assessment of this team?
You know, we've gotten better in a lot of places, in my opinion, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. And that's to be determined on what people preview of us in the preseason and then in the regular season. So I think we got something to prove. I think we got a lot of assets and a lot of new assets on our team that's going to help us move the ball and just keep things in place. So that's to be determined for the season.
You've been around in the league for a while now since being drafted by the Tennessee Titans back in 2009. You've played for four different teams. What do you like about the makeup of this Raiders team that has people thinking, man, yeah, they dipped last year, but it can be a quick turnaround?
We got a team with a lot of new vets on it. We got a lot of knowledge out there on the football team, and they got a lot of guys that know how to play football, guys that are athletic, guys that are young and hungry. So I feel like we got the right pieces to make this thing happen. Now, we just got to go out there on the field to do it, but we definitely have pieces in place and guys in place that are hungry and ready to go do their job this season.
Listen, we appreciate your time today. People can check out your clothing wear at niftygenius.com. They can follow you on Twitter, at JaredCook89. Hey, man, best of luck in the upcoming season. Have a great year, Jared.
I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Jared.
Jared Cook from the Oakland Raiders.
Soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, my new favorite team.
That's right. You're going to jump on that bandwagon just like you did with the Golden Knights.
Well, I just jump around at this point.
I mean, it was a brand new team, so it's not like it was a big bandwagon.
Yeah, that was
I get
new.
It. It's your hometown. I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with you jumping on that.
I like the whole Vegas Knights thing, and I like the Raiders thing. They're building the stadium now. The other thing about the stadium is UNLV, the football team, blows. They're terrible. Like, they haven't been good ever. Like, the best thing to ever come out of UNLV football is Randall Cunningham, and they're building a new Raiders stadium, so UNLV is going to get to play in the stadium, which is pretty cool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice.
This thing is going to be sick.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The drawings and everything.
Yeah, it's
Where exactly are they putting it?
It's right across from the strip. So on the other side of the highway from the strip, it's right there. I mean, it's basically on the strip.
That's going to be amazing.
Home field advantage. So, yeah, it was good to have Jared on. And I know we got a couple Raiders fans in the market, John Martin being one of them. And,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, so.
I forgot about that.
What do you think? It'll be better than last year? I mean, they got a shot. I mean, Gruden can certainly help.
I'm interested to see. I know a lot of people are waiting to see how he interacts and gets along with David Carr. Gruden can be
they got a good
difficult personality on younger quarterbacks. Yeah. He had success in Tampa when he had Rich Gannon and some older guys, where some of the younger guys struggled. And Carr, I guess, has had some
Yeah.
I don't know. He's been up and down. Right. You know, he's very good, and they had to pay him that massive contract.
Yeah, big money.
So when you do that, then at some point it's, you know, it's like the NBA. Then you're pulling away from someplace else.
It seems like the quarterbacks, if you have a decent to good one, you have to pay them regardless.
You do.
Which is at this point when the NFL's.
I mean, unless, and I hate to bring it back to Tom Brady.
Don't do it.
But unless you get a guy that then somehow takes less than market value because his wife is like a supermodel and makes a bajillion dollars. But Brady has done that where he has restructured his contract over and over and over. I saw the other day, he's like the 16th highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, that tells you everything.
It does. It does. We won't talk Patriots when we talk to our next guest, Jeff Calkins, because he hates them more,
NBA
than,
draft.
More than just about anything. We're back on the NBA tip. We'll do that when we talk to old Jeffrey coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Stark in for GP, 92.9 FM, ESPN.